Mondays and Fridays, we're blessed to have such wisdom on the radio. Brother Johnny is in Philo, the center of the universe. Johnny, good morning.
Hey, TVJ.
Great to have you on. Mike Ditka is, I think, in Connecticut. Are you not, Mike?
I'm in Connecticut.
Ladies and gentlemen, to have the both of them sharing views on everything in the spectrum. We begin with politics. Barack Obama in California for fundraisers yesterday.
If we want to make sure that this is a land of opportunity, not just for ourselves, but for our kids and our grandkids, then we've got to make sure that those of us who are doing well should pay our fair share in taxes to contribute to the nation's success, the nation that made our own success possible. And that means investing back in schools. And that means making sure we're building decent roads. The only class warfare I've seen is the battle being waged against the middle class in this country for decades.
All right, there's Barack Obama, and he's talking about fair share. Johnny and Mike, 267,000 millionaires filed their taxes in 2010. The average rate was 29.1%. That sounds like a pretty fair share to me. Is it class warfare or is it math?
Well, I think he's totally wrong, but I'm not going to get into an arguing contest with the President of the United States. You know, if you want to fix a tax code, fix a tax code. But, you know, everybody can tell you, you know, you've got, what, you got, what, 47% country paying what, 90% of the taxes? Come on. It's crazy. If you want to fix a tax code, fix it. Make it right. But everybody's got to pay. Now, if you make less, maybe you should pay a little less. If you make more, maybe you should pay a little bit more. But that's the way the system was set up. Knock the loopholes out. Knock all the gimmicks out where people can get out of this and this. If you make this, you pay this, forget it. There's no write-offs. But if you did that, you'd really get rid of the IRS, so you wouldn't have no need for them.
The other part of that equation is, what is a fair share? You'll notice that question does get asked, but it never gets answered because no one's going to say 60% of what you make is fair. And right now we're between 40 and 50% because 30%, the 29 is federal.
Yeah.
You have state, which I pay. You have sales tax, which if you buy a lot of stuff, you pay. And we have Social Security on wages if you're working. There's all kinds of other taxes. Half of what I make goes to taxes. I don't think that's fair, actually. I think that's too much. And the other part of it, Steve, is if you double that to 60%, it'll raise about $400 billion. There's $1.5 trillion in the hole.
Yeah.
This isn't going to do anybody any good except stop someone who's making money from spending it on buying a car, a house, building their company, which is where we get jobs in this country. It's opposite what you want to do. His philosophy's wrong. And maybe his intent's okay, he wants everyone to have an opportunity. The way to do that is not to build a central government. Have you ever heard of the USSR?
Yeah,
ever hear of them?
Yeah.
Well, they're out of business.
Yeah. Well, and that feels like it's that wealth distribution that he mentioned to Joe the Plumber a long time ago, Mike. Redistribution of wealth.
Well, I agree. You can't do it. You can't take from the rich, give to the poor. I mean, that's not, you know, Lincoln said that over 100 years ago. I'm just saying, you know, hey, you got to encourage people. You know, we have programs where we encourage people not to work, and we pay them. We got to find a way to put these people to work and pay them and make them feel that they have a value in our society. Right now, I don't see that. I mean, we have people who are happy every day to wake up and understand, I don't have a job, I don't want a job, I don't need a job, but I'm gonna get some kind of an income. That's wrong. I mean, the Americans, our country wasn't founded that way. Now we become that way because we become a very caring people because we do want to help a lot of people, and it's right to help people. But it's right to help people help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, that's the main thing. Help somebody help themselves. If they don't want to help themselves, then we've got to find another system then.
Well, that's exactly right, Steve. I think our system was designed to give people an opportunity by spreading the power, not the wealth. Empower people to have a chance. Giving people money, it's counterintuitive, but giving people money for nothing doesn't empower them. It actually devalues them because They didn't do anything for it, so they're really not worth anything. And it's just the way we are as humans. So we don't want to turn the power back to one small group. We want to spread the power to as many people as we can, which will allow the most opportunity, and that's how you spread the wealth.
Well said. 739-935-953 Connect FM. Hall of Famer Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, joins us Mondays and Fridays, 7:30 to 8. Friday, we went into the weekend thinking maybe Rick Perry or Mitt Romney would win the Florida straw poll, and lo and behold,
message is more important than money. Because I don't have a kajillion dollars, I don't have a war chest of a Perry or a Romney, they keep underplaying the fact that my message is resonating. My message of solutions, not just talking about the problems.
Can anything happen with Herman Cain, Johnny?
Well, everybody likes Herman Cain. I think he's definitely talking about solutions. I think he's a very straightforward man. He's worked in the private sector, which with the economy the way we have it right now, we could use some advice. And, hey, I'm glad he's running. He's a very important candidate in this race because he is a black American. Actually, he's 100% black, as he's reminded us. And look, it doesn't matter who you are or where you're from. What is the message? How would you do this? And then we get to pick what we think's right. And I think Herman's right.
Well, I don't disagree with Herman at all. He's right because the guy in the White House, there are no solutions. All there is rhetoric about why we can't get this done. We need to get this done, but we can't get this done because the Republicans won't help us, this and that. But that's not a solution for anything. Pass this jobs bill, run it down your throat. No, that's not going to work. You know, it's the same thing with the other things they've run through. And all that stuff's not going to work, really. I'm just telling you, there's a way to get things done. There's a way not to things get done. The more you antagonize the other side, the less you're going to get done.
All right, it's Herman Cain winning the straw poll. Now we shift to the NFL. Some fascinating games. The trifecta of undefeated teams is the Washington Redskins, the Detroit Lions, and the Buffalo Bills. Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't have picked those three to be undefeated after 3 weeks, 2 weeks in Washington's case because they play tonight. But how about those Bills beating the New England Patriots, Mike?
Well, I think they're a good young team that's doing things the right way. They got good coaching, good young quarterback. But, you know, the thing is, when you're down by 21 points and you have the composure at home to come back, do the things they did against that quality football team in New England. They exposed some of New England's weaknesses on the defensive side of the ball, but they did a heck of a job, a great coaching job. I mean, the players, you got to give them all the credit in the world. They hung in there. They didn't put their head down. They went out and got the job done. They find a way. They found a solution. That's all.
I thought the Bills had been playing very impressively, but I'll tell you, Mike, that one surprised me that they actually won that game. And Brady did throw four interceptions,
wow.
I think, Steve.
Wow.
And give credit to New England, but I don't think that'll happen again this year.
And what about the Bears-Packers? I mean, Jay Cutler, I know he can be good, Mike, but he's the kind of quarterback that used to get you really mad at quarterbacks. Man, he does things that just drive you crazy.
Yeah, but I think there's a reason for that. You sit back there and you play quarterback and you don't have any time to throw the football. And they said, well, he holds the ball too long and that's, hey, nobody's open. You got to hold the ball to get him open. And when he did throw it early, he threw interceptions. So all I'm saying is, hey, simplify the passing game. Run the football. Do something. Take some pressure off your quarterback. Don't throw the whole burden on him. And if you're going to continue to do that, you're going to continue to lose football games.
Well, you know, too, Mike, you said it all the way since preseason, and you're 100% right, which is you look at the Saints, you look at the Packers, you look at New England. That's the modern NFL offense. I don't think the Bears have the offense to keep up, and it's hard on defense now. They've changed all the rules. You know, the alignment can use their hands, and you can't hit the quarterback, or you might get a penalty, and then you can't touch the receiver past 5 yards, and you can't hit him hard, so he's not going to think quite as hard about it. And it's easier to score and harder to stop them. You better be able to score 25 or 30 points, and the Bears are not quite at that level offensively, which is what you've mentioned a few times, and I thought maybe they were, but I think you're right. I think they got some work to do on offense.
Okay, well, you saw New Orleans. Look at that. They had to score 40 points to win, but they did.
No.
They had to. There wasn't any, you know, Texas is good too, so you got to be able to do that. And I also I will say this about Cutler. Once, you know, once a game or so, one will fly on him, you know. And that's football. But you look at Brady and Breeze, and that may happen once every three games. And he gets one sailing every now and then, that, and maybe it's rushing, but he that's his – boy, those get picked off. And I have to agree with Mike, Steve. I don't think it's Jay Cutler. I think I think Martz probably has too many plays in the playbook, or maybe they are too complicated because they seem to have enough personnel to maybe do better. And I think their defense is as good as any. I do. I think their defense is good because remember they just played the Saints and the Packers. So be careful how you judge them.
That's true. And let me mention too, the Packers, of course, still undefeated as well for my Packer friends. And I don't know how many games they're going to lose, but probably not very many. All right, so you have the NFL off to a fast start offensively, and as you mentioned, the Saints winning on a Mark Ingram touchdown and a two-point conversion to get a seven-point spread. Is that what it was, Johnny?
That's right.
Wow,
Stevie.
Wow. The Saints are 2-1, and I tell you, it's exciting, and I'm glad the NFL is playing football because it sure is fun. Now, around here, we're abuzz about the Cardinals. I know the Rays are only a game back in the wild card, but the St. Louis Cardinals were three games back Friday night, Mike, for the wild card. Now they sit one back. They go to Houston. They've lost 104 games in Houston.
104? I thought it was 103. Steve.
I think it's 104 now.
Oh, no.
And Philadelphia hosts, they got to go to Atlanta, but the Phillies have lost 9 out of 10. I don't know, Mike. The Cardinals just might pull this thing out.
Well, I think a lot of people are pulling for that to happen. I mean, you know, they played a great weekend series with the Cubs, and they won two one-run games. So, you know, hey, you know, Cardinals are a good team. I'd like to see them in it. I don't know if they'll get in, but the Braves, I mean, people in Atlanta are saying the same darn thing.
Yeah.
They have to play the Phillies, which is going to be interesting. That's a little, and I think the Phillies want to win, huh?
Well yeah, they've lost 9 out of 10. They got Cliff Lee, they got Holiday, they got their best guys pitching in the series because they don't want to go into the playoffs on this long losing streak. They've lost 9 of the last 10, and they've got to feel like they've got to get a little more. Now, if the Cardinals were to get in, if they're tied, they play Thursday. Apparently, it's head-to-head. So the Cardinals have beaten the Braves more times this year. They'd have a one-game playoff in St. Louis Thursday. If the Cardinals were to get in, they go to Philadelphia Saturday to begin the playoffs. So
wow.
It's an exciting week, and for the Cardinals to make this run has certainly been fun around here as we carry the Cardinals here on Connect FM.
Well, and as a Cubs fan, we certainly did everything we could to help.
That's exactly right. Yes, the Cubs losing, Friday, Saturday night, 1-0 bottom of the ninth. They walked Terrio to tie it and throw a wild pitch to give the Cardinals a win. Unbelievable.
I thought it was typical Cub baseball.
Unreal. But I mean,
well, next year we're going to get them, Stevie. But I got a good feeling about the Cardinals. I don't know. You can't take anything for granted, but Houston's struggling.
Yeah.
Houston is a struggling ball club.
Well, and there won't be too many Astro fans there, Johnny, will there?
Probably more Cardinals than Astros.
Will Tommy Cheatham be down there?
I think he's going to meet the team at the airport. So we'll see what happens.
Well, and Monday Night Football tonight, Mike, what do we got, Washington and Dallas? Is that what I understand?
Yeah, we got Washington and Dallas tonight, and it ought to be a pretty good football game. I think a lot depends on Tony Romo and how well he can play and how well. I think the one thing you're overlooking, people are really overlooking, Washington is a lot better football team than we remember the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Now, they've got a defense that will come after you. They've got some guys on that defensive side of the ball that can sack, put pressure on the quarterback. And right now, whether you like it or not, guys, Roseman is doing exactly what Shanahan wants him to do. He's managing the game.
Well, I don't know about the Dallas Cowboys right now either. I don't know how solid they're going to be, whether they're going to hang in there or not this year.
John, they really do. But they're not a bad football team. But, you know, when you take your quarterback out of the equation and you take Drew Brees out of that's a big takeout.
And talk about a big takeout. Peyton Manning out at Indy, it just changed everything for that football team.
Well, this Painter guy looked good, huh, Mike?
Yeah, well, they got to play him. They got to go that route. I really believe that. But here's the thing. They gave Pittsburgh all they can handle. Who's Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
I mean, my God, you know, everybody thought Pittsburgh going to be. They gave Pittsburgh all they could handle, and they lose the football game right at the end. I'm just saying that, hey, you got to admire them. At least they're fighting. You know, at least they're trying.
All right, we'll be right back. Talk final things to John and Mike. Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, Mondays and Fridays, 7:30 to 8 on 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Back with Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer, Brother Johnny. Okay, Bill Haas has his ball half in the water. Hunter Mahan, it's a FedEx Championship sudden death. Haas hits a shot to 3 feet and makes it. Johnny gets a $10 million bonus. Not a bad shot.
Whew. Well, I hit mine in the water, but maybe that was the right shot. I don't know.
I tell you, Mike, these guys have nerves of steel.
Well, there's so much talent out there, Steve. I mean, you look at the tour right now, and you got maybe, and I want to say one of 60, 70 guys can win any week. I mean, these guys are talented. And, I saw Badley coming down. He kind of faltered at the end, but Mahan hung in there. This kid, nerves of steel. And I watched the shot he hit, and I've seen the shot he hit when the ball's, half in and half out of the water. But to hit it with the touch he hit it with, it was unbelievable.
Well,
yeah, that's just, you're right, Steve. They've just got talent, they got nerves, and it must be nice is all I can say.
Well, and you got Hunter Mahan still got a total of $1.5 million as a payout yesterday, but Bill Haas got $11,400,000. That's just, what Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer make? Maybe $100,000 on a big tournament? I mean, boy, does it just like all sports, the purses have gotten so large.
Well, this is incredible. But this is an accumulation. The FedEx Cup is the whole year.
Yeah.
So the $10 million bonus. But tell you what, I would say that would make his career right there. I mean, he's going to be leading Money Warner this year. There's no question about that.
Yeah. Will Tiger Woods be back? Do you think that Tiger will be back to Tiger? His career isn't over, is it?
I see where he got a new caddy. And I think, I like Tiger. I think he's good for the game of golf. Did he make a mistake? Sure, everybody makes mistakes. I think he'll be back because I think he's got that competitive spirit. I think he wants to come back and play well.
I think I'm not so sure anymore. I think he's starting over in terms of mentally and whether he can get back to that level of intensity with this onslaught of competition coming. It just gets harder and harder. It's going to be hard, but I certainly wouldn't bet against him.
Well, and Jack Nicklaus thinks he can. And remember when Tiger won his 14th major and Jack at 18, everyone said, well, he'll get there and then some. Now it feels like it's a long way away.
Yeah. Well, that's still a lot of majors. So,
yeah.
Steve, I got to tell you that I was talking to Mike over the break. We had our giant grapple claw, and we started lifting decks Thursday. And we lifted 5 decks off the bottom, 200 feet down.
Unreal.
In 2 days with this giant grapple that looks like the thing you grab stuffed animals at the gas station.
Yeah, the little arcade game with a little claw, right.
Except it weighs about 2.25 million pounds is the difference.
And it's 12 stories tall, right?
Yes.
Unreal.
12 stories. But it worked. I was telling Mike last week, man, we're going to try it. And he says, well, good luck. So, Mike, it worked, and we're pretty happy, and our customer's happy. So,
anything on YouTube yet on that?
The customer does not like YouTube.
Okay.
You know, these big oil companies, Mike, you don't be putting that stuff on YouTube. So we've been doing that, and we've been slapped down. So.
All right, so if we see Johnny at the tavern, he'll show you something on his iPhone.
Yeah, that's right.
that's about as good as we're going to get on that one. But in any event, congratulations on that. It's a major accomplishment. And also to follow up from Friday, the dedication of Khachaturian Hall was outstanding and very meaningful for our family. And it was a terrific day, Johnny, and you and Bobby to be commended for your contribution to civil engineering, environmental engineering at the University of Illinois, second to none in my book.
Well, it's a good university, Steve. We had a lot of great folks out there, and it was fun. It was a fun day, and I think Dad would be very pleased with the student center because he was always just such a big supporter and sponsor of the civil engineering students. And Mike, Illinois is a top-ranked university and a top-ranked engineering program, so that's something we can all be proud
of. Well, and our dad really liked Mike Ditka, too, Johnny.
Oh, are you kidding? We all like Mike.
Illinois is a great university. You're right. It's a great academic university. I'm not sure the football team is the 25th ranked team in the country.
Well, you know what? 4-0, we'll take it.
You
but
bet.
Look, we play Northwestern Saturday. Is that right, Steve?
Yes, it's homecoming.
And that's not, you know, look, we'll see. The guys need to get ready and see if they can knock out. That might be a better team than Arizona State, Mike.
Arizona State pounded Southern Cal. I mean, it was, I think Illinois' win against Arizona State a week ago was a big-time victory for us.
Yeah, that is. It really is. Because I'm just saying Illinois had their problems Saturday. Oh, I mean,
yeah, they did. One of those games where you didn't play your best and still won.
Yeah, what about Northwestern, Mike?
With your competition, I don't know. No, I hope they do well. Believe me, I hope this ought to be a good game, them and Northwestern.
Yep, and I know Northwestern has their quarterback back. Dan Persa is going to play, and he's the guy that can run and pass, and they run that kind of that run-and-shoot offense. So, you know, Illinois's got a tough game every week, it seems, but we're 4-0 for the first time, Mike, since 1951, and everybody's very fired up about Illinois football again. Hey, guys, always a pleasure. Listen, always a pleasure. We'll talk on Friday. Mike, we'll be watching you on ESPN tonight ahead of the Monday Night Football game. Thanks so much, Mike and Johnny. Thanks again.
All right, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Mondays and Fridays, 7:30 to 8. It's Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, brought to you by VersaBar.
Good
and
stuff.
Yeah, the oil companies don't like YouTube. Quote of the morning.
I can see that.
Otherwise, you could see some of the stuff that this big claw is doing. We're right back. 7:57. Fox News is coming up next.